to the Hollow Sky Listener Experience Show. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And this is our Thursday show. It's the end of the work week, almost. So we're here with a little tidbit of weirdness to help get you through. Because we know how Thursdays are. Thursdays are the new Mondays.
It's the last push.
You're close, but you're not close enough. And we're here to guide you, as any cult leader would, to the promised land that is the weekend. That being said, check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, and Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and be part of the Hollow Cult. Join us every Monday for a regular show, Tuesdays for the audio from the night shift, and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on YouTube Live for the night shift. If you have a listener experience you'd like to share with the Hollow Cult on a future episode, there's some information you're going to want to take down. Kyle is the keeper of that information.
You can write your story out or record yourself and shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can call or text the Hollow phone, which is going to be 618-556-0837, which is the exact same number you can call during the night shift and talk to us directly, share stories, comment on something, bring up a subject, whatever you want to do. That's for Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time. We also have a P.O. box. You can send us weird shit, cool shit, whatever you want.
Curse shit.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Hollow Sky Podcast, P.O. Box 145, Fieldon, Illinois, 62031.
We've been sent snacks, which is also dope.
Yes, we do like snacks. Also, all this information's in the show notes if you weren't quick enough or don't want to rewind. Also, the Discord link is in the show notes as well for those interested in wanting to get on Discord.
It's awesome. Great community. Tons of cool stuff going on.
Without a question.
If you'd like to support the show, we have a Patreon. You know the drill. We got merch at our merch store, hollowskypodcast.com. Just share the show. Share the wheels off of it.
Please.
Just keep it growing. That's your call to arms. Squatch call.
That's the best squatch call ever. I love Steve's squatch calls.
Diving right in to our listener experience of the week. This comes from a close personal friend of the show. Omega Ed's Encounter.
All right.
First off, Ed, been a minute since we got to talk to you. Hope you're doing well out there, my friend. Hope everybody's doing good. The family, all the friends out that away.
Much love.
For sure. Ed says, "Hey guys, I never thought I'd have anything worthy of a submission, but I felt like this was worth it. It's intention on display and the universe being certain that we know there's more out there than we know. So enjoy. Morning, gents. While most folks think that paranormal investigations are all about constant moving stuff and jump scares with horribly timed music, at the end of the day, it's usually a bunch of people sitting in a dark room for hours on end, talking to the darkness in hopes that a six-hour investigation will result in 30 seconds of activity. What most folks don't really talk about is the emotional and psychological impact that these investigations can have. That's where this account begins. A little background. We were contacted by a very close friend to several members of our team. His grandson had been visiting and kept talking about seeing a male figure. A figure, if I remember correctly, that this child had never physically met, but yet described to a T. The figure just happened to be our friend's father and the great-grandfather of the child. Another thing to note is that this friend of ours maintains a healthy dose of skepticism. Not to the point of being an asshole, but he's not afraid to call BS on something that can otherwise be explained. This situation was something that sort of shook him to his core. He asked the team to come out and investigate his house and see if we could make contact with his father. We went, set up all our toys, and started the investigation. The REM pod was acting weird and it wouldn't shut up. More on this later. So we shut it off and went with K2s in a spirit box session. We have one member of the team that is extremely good with the spirit box, and she quickly started tapping into several spirits that were present. Our friend ended up having a very profound talk with his father. During the During the entire time she was listening to the spirit box, she kept hearing the word skip over and over and over. I was sitting upstairs at the time, talking with a mutual friend, when it occurred to me skip was short for skipper, which just happened to be the exact name that another friend of ours that had passed a few short years back had always called the homeowner. I went running downstairs just as we were finishing up, and as our spirit box operator pulled the headphones off, I explained skip to all in the room that this was our friend Chris, and he had been an absolute polite gentleman, saying skip, wanting to talk, but not wanting to interrupt the other conversations. This all made sense. The spot I had tried to set the REM pod when it malfunctioned was where Chris would always sit when he were over there. The spirit box turned back on, and another conversation was had with our friend. It took the homeowner several months of wrapping his brain around everything that was going on before he finally had to admit what he had witnessed. The conversation with his father and Chris were both real. Fast forward to last weekend. He asked us to come back out so his sister could experience the same thing. We set up again. He had already poured his dad a drink. We started the spirit box up, and immediately four spirits announced themselves. We quickly discerned that this was his father, his mother, his stepfather, and again our friend Chris. Again they talked, and questions were asked and answered. When someone makes a decision for a dying relative, they always wonder if they chose correctly. We watched as his sister was finally put at ease that a decision that she had worried about for years had been the correct one. This is one of the reasons we do this. It's not for the fame or the fortune. It's to put a mind at ease. Whether that's by the answered question about a past decision or why a cabinet door opens and closes in the night. After we finished this session, our friend started chatting about a dog that he was interested in getting, and just for the heck of it, myself and one of our other investigators pulled out the tarot decks. Two different decks. Two different methods of shuffling. Two different ways of asking the same question. And one person, my wife April, spouting off a comment that the universe just couldn't resist. As we shuffled, April stated, "Wouldn't it be wild if you both pulled the same card?" And at that point, we both flipped our cards over. Both was the card, the Nine of Wands, a card that talks about being time to relax and recoup. This was the reason he wanted to get a dog, a way of protecting his wife when he was traveling. The universe was speaking, and at that point, the REM pod started screaming. It was constant as long as we talked about the dog, the REM pod went off. At the end of the night, we shut everything off and packed everything up and headed out. We had been driving for 15 minutes or so, and April and I were discussing the events of the evening when from the back of the car, we heard the REM pod make a short little blurp of noise. Within seconds, our phone dinged with a message from the home that we had just left. The cabinet door had opened and closed, a thing our friend Chris would do to let them know that he was there. Between us and them was nearly at a point of 20 miles, yet the REM pod and the cabinet door had both made the noise at the exact same time. When I got home, I did verify that the REM pod was powered off. Skeptics can say whatever they want, but at the end of the day, just like the UFO abductees, Bigfoot witnesses, I know that this was real. I've seen stuff, and after you experience it, you just know for a fact that there is more to this existence than most folks want to believe. Thanks for all you guys do. You're a voice and a platform for the weird and unexplained, and I don't think about the world without Hollow Sky and the cult that follows it. Stay awesomely weird. Ed from Omega Paranormal KC.
Ed, you're the best, man.
You are. Ed's a real OG.
He is.
That whole crew out there, I know we talked about it before, but they treat us so good.
They're
anytime
special.
We get to kick it with them, they treat us like family. And that, I want to say you don't get that often, but I don't know that I can stand behind that statement. You know,
because I agree.
A lot of people that we deal with all are solid human beings.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everybody has given us tons and tons of love.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is far more than we deserve or expect. But just know that it forever goes appreciated.
Yeah, and it never goes unnoticed.
Yeah. Also, per April's statement, which you caught, as Steve's talking about dogs, his dogs start freaking the fuck out.
It was
to the T.
As soon as we started talking about the dogs, for some reason, Frank just takes off and lets the universe is letting her know to let us know that she knows.
Isn't it weird how sometimes these universal incidents they're almost contagious?
Yeah. It's like the title. It's like we know that we're all connected on some level, but that we don't know of.
Yeah. No, it was perfect timing. Couldn't have been better.
Because at first I started rolling my eyes like, we're going to hear it on the recording. And then I'm like, oh man, we are talking about the dog.
My brain fired right whenever it happened. I'm like, no fucking way. No way.
The universe has been hella connected to the Hollow Cult and the community as a whole lately. But I want to thank you, Ed, for taking the time to type this out, brother. I'm on par with this, that they, our loved ones that passed, want to make these connections, especially when you have these unanswered questions like you were talking about, right? I feel like they know when there's turmoil in our hearts and in our brains that have to do with their passing. And they do things to let us know that they're okay, we're going to be okay, whether it be through a REM pod, whether it be through light turning on, like you said, or a cabinet opening. Like I mentioned all the time, pennies. I'll find pennies everywhere. It was so funny. I was checking to make sure all the windows were locked. And on this back window in the recording room, which I've had open, messed with all the time, I go to check it, and there's a penny sitting heads up. It's still over there.
That's so weird.
It's fucking so weird, bro. But I do. I think you worded it perfectly in your encounter that they use these things to make the connections. And it's great for people out like you out there that can go out and your team go out and help people kind of harness this energy and this information and let them kind of feel and digest it for themselves, to come to their own conclusions, to come to their own closure, to come to their own, like, peace of mind.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And a lot of this, like the circumstances you were talking about with the experiencers here, without you guys being there, these are easily overlooked, right? Like a cabinet door being left open. Oh, maybe I forgot to shut it earlier. You know, it just is what it is, you know. It is kind of weird that, you know, old boy used to do it all. Like my buddy, that's what he would do all the time or whatever. Like you make that subtle connection in your brain, but the uncertainty of it, of being a skeptic or even being believers. Like I could easily see me and Steve being like, that's weird, but Sarah probably just left it open, or Kyle left it open, or whatever. Maybe the dog got into it. There's a million and one explanations that you run through in your brain to explain these things away. But to have this level of confirmation from people like you is so much more special than you can understand. Because for someone like me, and I'm sure Steve would feel the same way, first, I would write it all off. And then if I did start to subtly make those connections, well, my brain is automatically going to go to worst case scenario, because that's what my brain does. It goes worst case scenario. There is no
fact.
Yeah, there is no like, oh, it's cupcake and rainbows or, you know, no, it's always
aliens and demons.
Yes, nuclear option. That's what my brain does. And it's awesome to have people like you that come in with that level of confidence, that level of knowledge, that can help put people's minds and hearts to rest. Because I can't imagine being in their shoes and how special that feels to know that they, like, without a doubt, they're here, they're watching over me, they're doing their best to protect me and to communicate with me. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like once you verify that you're communicating with someone you know, I feel like that's a different kind of solace that you can't get anywhere else.
100%.
And it's human nature to immediately jump to the logic conclusion. You know, maybe I misplaced this or maybe I did this. Then it's human nature to, after the logical conclusions are knocked out, to go to the skeptical conclusions. Like, there's no way that that's happening.
Right.
But once, if someone wants to make contact, make communication with you, they're going to keep putting these signs there, right? Whether it be that they need to make a communication for you, or whether it be that they just want to let you know that they're still checking in, still looking out for you, you know? And I think with teams and people like you and your family and your team and people like JJ Rose, I think we're slowly starting to kind of change the perception of what is paranormal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not all negative. It's not all doom and gloom, like, because a lot of it gets sold that way, right? Like, especially with media. Media loves the doom and gloom side of it.
Yeah, it's scary first.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah. Yes.
It's scary first.
Yes. Yes, and like Steve said, like, it's just amazing that you guys come out there and give this level of help. And I mean, at the end of the day, think about the type of person you are. I've made it very clear the type of person I am. I would spend the rest of my life in eternity to continuously watch over my family.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who I am. And the fact that, because we don't know what happens on the other side of this, and the fact that they're still, you know, maybe they made their own sacrifice to stay where they're at, or maybe not. Maybe they're able to come and go. I don't know. But the fact that they're still being OG family, it's family first, you know, one for all and all for one, I think it's awesome. Yeah. It's beyond awesome. It's special. It's to have that level of confirmation is like special is like the least that way in, that I can describe that. It's just, it's so incredible that is a thing.
Yep.
Because in the real world, we have a lack of community and connection like that, let alone the spiritual world.
Yep, I agree. And kind of on a tangent of what we were saying, the fact that we, as a whole, Holocult as a whole, have cultivated a community where so many good and positive players in the paranormal game can gather whose paths never would have crossed before is just such an awesome feeling.
Oh yeah.
It's almost like it was mapped and planned out well before me and Kyle ever bought a piece of equipment.
I agree. It is weird how, I mean, we do get the nasty comments once in a while.
Yeah, however, fuck 'em.
Yeah, for the most part, we attract the same style of people.
Yeah.
That just, like, they hear a message of kind of, you know, not to be fucking extra cheese, but of love and just understanding. Like, we don't have to fucking agree on everything. We don't have to, but we can coexist very easily and probably go beyond coexisting and being friends and you know, it's your thought doesn't form who you are 100%. I mean, your actions say a lot. And just everybody that we meet all the time, everybody's so nice, so sweet. Like, we haven't really had a bad run-in yet.
No. Not with humans.
Yeah, touche.
Yeah, not with humans.
Touche. And I mean, I'm sure there are some nasties out there waiting for us, but it is what it is. We are mostly surrounded and protected by the cult.
Good people.
Yeah.
And different people. Like if you, I know I preach on the Discord all the time, but if you go in that Discord, there are so many different ways of thinking, different ideologies, different, just different people that still hang out in there, still can have conversations, still can have, constructive interactions with people who think completely the opposite of the way that they think. And it's still, it can even be argumentative sometimes, but yep. Within 2 minutes, they're sharing recipes in a different thread. You know, they're sharing pictures of their dog.
I was going to say that. And I love that so much, how people, it's like they're.
That's how it should be, because when you stop communicating is when
you lose everything.
Things get shitty.
You lose everything.
Yeah.
You lose everything. And I love the fact that, like, everything in the Discord has its own realm. You know what I mean? Like, over here, we'll debate about some moon landings, okay? But over here, we're both going to agree that my wife's white chicken chili is the bomb. And here's the recipe. Eat that shit. It's so good. And I just love the fact that it separates itself like that. Like Steve said, that's how it should be. It's just, I don't know. It's special in its own way, and I'll forever be grateful for it.
You should be able to have a place where you can communicate and you can put your thoughts forward and you can put your opinions forward. And you don't have to worry about being ridiculed and being like singled out, which not everybody's going to think the way you think there. You know, that's the way of the world. But you can go in there and say your piece and like know you're going to have a healthy debate about it. You know what I mean? Which is how it should be. Yep. And everybody in there is, for the most part, there's almost 1,000 people in that Discord, and we have had very, very few negative interactions.
Oh yeah. And I'm serious. And that's what I love most about everybody that listens. It is 100% legitimately a one for all for one community.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more proud of everybody who chooses to tune in and stay true. Because it's starting to be more than just a show. It's like it's almost becoming like a culture.
A cult?
Yeah. Culture with a capital cult. I don't know. It's really awesome to see it evolve.
It is. And again, Ed, I know we kind of went off on a tangent here, but thank you for taking the time to send it in.
Amazing story.
And thank you for the work that you do.
100%.
I know it's got to be taxing. It's got to be emotionally draining to try to bridge the gap between those that are here physically and those that are not. So it's probably a less thankful job than it should be. But just know there's a bunch of us out here.
Welcome to being a sin eater.
Yeah, there's a bunch of us out here that appreciate you. So, Hollow Cult, we're going to wrap her up. Thanks for hanging out with us. Be safe on the rest of your work week. Stay safe. Stay weird. And if you feel like somebody is trying to contact you from a different realm, reach out to some people. There are people willing and welcoming that chance.